And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app at the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa in the world headquarters here of Let's Talk Hookup. We're right in the heart of sport fishing here in San Diego. And we have a great guy, the heart of Hobie Kayaks is right here. Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. We're having a great time talking some fishing. And Ron brought this unbelievable prize for one lucky caller today.
Man, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, check this out. One lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to win a $250 shopping spree from Salty Crew. How cool is that, man? So I would say, like Pete had mentioned, there's two ways that you can do that. The best way is to go down to Fastlane. You guys have such a great selection of Salty Crew in stock. And you kind of really cover everything. Shorts and shirts, the new flannels. I mean, everything, jackets. Everything Salty you guys have. One of the best displays in Southern California for sure. So, yeah, come on down and get a $250 shopping spree. If you can't pull that off, just talk to Ron, and he'll get you a code that you can be used online, and you can go through their whole website and pick out $250 worth of Salty Crew gear online. So, yeah, an amazing prize on some of the very best gear on the water. And, you know, I love it, and the boys are doing such a great job. It's been really, really fun to watch how killer of a job Salty Crew has done.
Yeah, just it blows my mind.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's become like, oh, hey, that's kind of cool, guys. All right. Now it's like, what?
That's the takeover.
Yeah.
How do you do all that?
I always love remembering, like, I remember calling Jared or taking a picture message, you know, in the very beginning. We were, you know, on a plane, and there was a guy wearing a Salty Crew T-shirt. And, like, I can remember, like, taking a picture. Check it out, dude. There's a guy on my plane that's wearing one of your shirts.
Yeah.
And now.
Salty sightings. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And now you can't walk. You can't go anywhere without seeing it all over the place. It's just so fun that, the boys are certainly do all the success they're having. It's really
a whole
fun
family affair over there at Fastlane.
Well, that's what makes it so fun.
Yeah.
You know, Ava, my daughter, you know, she didn't want to work at the store for years because it's boring. And then now she's like our number one salesperson.
She's top salesperson.
Oh,
so
God. Cool. And she knows her stuff. I mean, she's been in the boats for so many years.
Yeah.
And, you know, that last caller got me just going on those I-9s.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go up to Mammoth this spring with a fly rod and an I-9.
I'm going to Pyramid in the spring, and I'm thinking instead of taking
Jimmy?
My float tube, I might try and go buy one of those I-9s and take it up there.
Oh, no, you just come
yeah,
by.
Yeah.
You got to take one.
Yeah,
right?
Stay out of that frigid water, man.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
The water's cold up
yeah,
there. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. So, hey, let's continue our catch report. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, Gundy.
You going up to up there in Nevada?
Gotcha, Gundy. What's up?
Wow, that's on my bucket list, so I'm going to have to talk to you about that.
What's that?
That's a big fish up there, Lake Pyramid there.
Oh, yeah, Pyramids. Yeah,
yeah, that's exciting.
It's the most miserable experience you'll ever have.
But a heck of a big trout you might catch up there.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we got something going on in the surf here. You know, it's the water temps are down 58, 59, which typically isn't, you know, ideal, but what we have is like slowly diminishing water temps, and we haven't had this radical jolt or a rollover, so the fishing continues pretty good. And believe it or not, we had more corbina this week caught in the cold water. So let's start there. The highlight, like I said, has been the halibut fishing, and part of that is a bunch of small anchovies in the bays. We had those super strong tides about a week ago, and that seemed to kick in, you know, stirs up a lot of nutrients, and the small anchovies have moved in, and that's what's fueling this halibut bite. You know, also solid perch fishing up north, And we'll start with hook, line, sinker. They reported some corbina catches, 58, 59-degree water. A group came into the shop, got lugworms, four guys, and they caught six corbina. Smaller fish, a pound and a half to 2 pounds, but still notable for December and not a bad day fishing. They also had a dozen smaller barred perch, too. The shop also checked in a 21-inch cabazon. They're seeing more and more of those cabs starting to show up on the reefs there. I think the fish was caught on Rocky Point there on a squid. Wiley's reported a 32-inch halibut taken below the old chart house. Two other legal fish came from the same area there. Big Fish reported good halibut action off Cherry Beach. A couple guys from the shop went on Saturday morning and had two legal fish on drop shot zoom flukes. The white one was working for those guys. Another 24-inch halibut was taken off Seal Beach Jetty on a Lucky Craft. And then down south was where it was really notable. Pacific Beach Pacific Coast reported very good halibut action on North County beaches. The guys were fishing the beaches with reef and scattered stones and sand. That seemed to be the best setup. They checked in a 36-inch fish, a 35, a 28, a 27. The guy said fishing early in the morning, you could see the little anchovies flipping and some birds picking, you know, a little chilly, foggy, hard to get out of bed. But that's the time when they stuck these fish real early with a good tide movement. Some guys using the 90, the smaller size splash minnows to match the hatch. And then one of the big fish was taken on a big 130 minnow. But what they also told me was that with these extreme low tides, the guys were fishing the extreme lows and wading out as far as possible. So this allows you to get a long cast to where you're hitting that transition zone between the reef and the surf line. So when you fish that zone, it's a reaction strike. And when you're throwing a big bait, you know, 130 sounds like a big giant bait, but, you know, those fish are reacting. They're not thinking about it. So that's two philosophies, but two ways to catch fish right now. So something to think about for the halibut.
Yeah, wintertime halibut fishing sounds pretty good to me, Gundy. And always you have the best info on the inside there, and we sure appreciate that. And we will talk to you next Sunday.
All right, looking forward to it. All those little tackle shops, I call them and they give me the good information.
That's so perfect, man.
Support your local guys. All right, Pete, have a good week and enjoy the holidays, everyone.
Yep,
thanks,
Gundy. Appreciate that. All right, hey, phones are packing up. Some great text coming through Steve in San Diego. It says, morning, boys. Great show. Ron, what's the difference between the I-9 and the I-11, and what would be better with smaller kids?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, so the difference is the I-11 has three chambers. Takes a little longer to blow up.
Mm-hmm.
It.
So the I-9 is 9 feet. The I-11 is 11 feet.
Correct.
Okay.
And the I-11 was the one that we were very excited about when they first came out with it. Now it's called the I-Trex 11 and the I-9. They've changed the way the rudder system works. They've changed the seat. And they've made a few changes on just how it folds up, I mean, in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Both bags are smaller than they used to be than the I-11. So I really like the both offerings. Mm-hmm. The new boats are going to be awesome.
What's the advantage between the two?
I don't really see much.
Just bigger.
It's going to be a little faster.
Okay.
You're going to have a little more of a safety feature in that you have three chambers.
Instead of two.
And one.
Oh, it's only one. The I-9 right. is only one
right.
chamber.
Now,
so
that,
if you stick a gap in it, it's like, muy problema.
Could be. We know somebody has done that.
Yeah.
He's probably listening.
Yeah.
But that is worth mentioning, though. I mean, it is an inflatable butt around small stuff, hooks and things like that.
Yeah, it's
not the type of thing. It's not a, you know, this isn't a balloon, you know. Like
yeah.
like you say, maybe could you if you were swinging a heavy gaff, sure, sure. But this isn't something you need to worry about your,
no.
you know, your Rapala giving
you problems. We were sensitive to that
yeah.
early on and really thought the I-11 was the way to go. But now, since we've had so many I-9s, so, and since we started using them, now the new I-Trex 11 isn't really out yet. It's been struggling to get here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's probably off of Long Beach
yeah,
somewhere.
You mean like everything else in the world?
Yeah. Anyway, But we did have prototypes, and we have, you know, really looked at the two. And we're leaning towards the I-9 now.
No kidding.
Faster, easier.
For kids, too?
Oh, particularly for kids. Yeah. I mean, I have a photo of the engineer's wife, Jim Zarnowski from Hobie, with four kids on the I-9.
Four kids on?
Yeah, up at Mammoth Lake. That's and, cool. And I'll be glad to show the – he sent me a bunch of pictures, and the kids are all over the boat.
Wow. I mean,
it's so buoyant and stable that it's like a little platform.
That's cool.
And it's so perfect for that.
Yeah.
And you can pile – I mean, you can put another seat in the back. I mean, it's pretty cool.
That's rad. Nice.
And so we've been leaning towards the I-9 because of the small profile in that – pack. When you put it back in the bag, it is really a lot smaller and much lighter. I mean, I imagine that hull weighs 35 pounds on the I-11, and I bet it's 20 pounds on the I-9.
Wow. And that's with the seat, the Mirage Drive, the whole thing fits in the bag.
The whole thing goes in the bag, and it's under 50 pounds.
Under 50 pounds.
Yeah.
And you have them in stock.
Oh, yeah.
And
you have them right now.
And you have them on sale, too.
Well, that's because we got this 35, and they're blems.
Yeah.
And I
got so what's wrong with them?
We can't find anything.
I love that. That's the best thing ever.
I know when Hobie says it's a blem, it might be a sticker's crooked, or I don't know. But we just don't. I mean, you can look at them and go, what's the problem? I don't know. Yeah, but it's nothing. It's same warranty and everything. But
same warranty.
Yeah, I think we have quite a few of those left. We were promised 50. We only got 35.
Yeah.
And most
but
of those are
flying
gone
out the door.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's such a unique product that fills that niche. That float tube guy, if he ever got on one of these, he would be my best salesman.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, that was a great question.
No, that's
I'm
a good
still,
call.
I'm still can't wait to get, I mean, we were just up there, and I'm sitting there looking at these lakes going, where's
my Well, just
my
the maneuverability
I-9.
And everything about it, yeah. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. Let's talk to Steve calling us from Fallbrook this morning. Hi, Steve. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody, on this chilly day.
Hi, Steve.
Question, Ron. I've spoken to you before. And I've just been kind of procrastinating. The I-11, I do go up 2-3 times to Mammoth each year. Of course, live down here. So I want to use the boat, both, or the kayak, both in, you know, freshwater and the saltwater. I really like the I-11, but, and you guys were just discussing it, the conventional wisdom, just, you know, hooks and sharp fish and all that just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But the practicality of it, transportating it and whatnot, is alluring. But if you were going to do one thing, entry level, what would you suggest? And I'm 6'1", 230. What do you suggest?
Okay, so on transportation-wise and storage, tell me about that. Do you have any limits there?
Well, no, not really. You got SUVs and trucks and whatnot. I do like the idea of, you know, putting something inside versus leaving it, you know, on the roof overnight or on a deck. I like that. I'm really torn.
So an inflatable versus a hard boat when you're transferring up to the Sierras or something like that.
Well, when you're going up to the mountains, there's nothing better than having nothing on top of your car.
Yeah.
You're staying at a hotel. You're staying at the condo. You don't have to keep looking outside to see. Securing kayaks on top of a car is not a big deal. You just have to lock them with a bike lock.
Yeah.
And then you're putting all the expensive stuff inside the car anyway, like the Mirage Drive, and that can all be in the trunk.
Yeah.
Now, the reason I'm so excited about the I-11s is that it's a small package. I can take other toys. When I go up there, my electric bikes are going to be in the van. I want my kayaks in the van. I mean, there's just so many toys and stuff we take. I mean, sometimes we fished trout at Crowley late last year. We were snowboarding all morning, and then we were roping rainbow trout in the afternoon. Huh. So I got to have my toys in the van.
Yeah.
And
so for a bigger guy, the I-11 versus the I-9?
No, they'll handle the weight. That's not
really.
Yeah.
Like the I-9, how much weight can you put on it?
I think they're both around 400 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not an issue. The seat's the issue. I think the seat is 275.
Okay. Yeah. So the seat is different on the I-11 versus the I-9?
Same seat.
Same seat.
I'm just saying there's some of the boats have capacities for the seats.
So why would you want the I-11 versus the I-9?
Well, originally our thinking was three chambers gives you a little bit of safety.
Okay.
These things are built so well, and we just, after the hundreds and hundreds of them we sold, we just don't pop them very often.
Yeah.
I mean, we have had a guy rope a calico, and he was pulling out real hard, and it came flying in the air, and he couldn't find the leak, and we found a spine in the side of it, you know.
Yeah.
And pulled it out and patched it. It was no big deal.
Yeah.
And so, but with little things like that have happened, but it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And very easy to patch.
They patch well.
Yep. But the I-11.
But it's hard to, I mean, you can get hooks and stuff like that. You're not going to, like, every time you put a hook through it, it's not going to puncture the thing, right? They're pretty durable.
I'm not going to lay SP minnows all over the deck.
Yeah.
You know, be smart about it.
Yeah. You got to be watching and careful. And
yeah.
But that's just what you do anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, I mean, and as far as, you know, which one would I want to fish out of, I don't think that matters very much because the same equipment will go on either one. I think the I-11 would be a little faster and a teeny bit little safer, but I'll give that up for the smaller bag, the smaller profile on the bag and the weight.
Easier to deal with.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I like the idea of 50 pounds. You can throw it right on an airline and take it with you.
Oh, yeah.
You go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. All right. But, hey, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the text. Appreciate that.
All right, time to find out what's going on the water with your saltwater guide. Captain Dave Hansen is bringing us our FishDope.com report today. And that catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Check out their holiday specials. First with the rub special, you can get 3 rubs for $20 and 10 for $60. They make a great gift for coworkers and as stocking stuffers. Also, their famous party platters. It includes a $55 package, which has smoked fish, tuna jerky, and applewood smoked cheeses. You can choose from a variety of flavors. It's a sure hit at your next holiday gathering. Check them out in Old Town on Taylor Street or call for details and order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
Yeah, you can buy those. Just go online. If you're not in the area, you can't get by Taylor Street, Fisherman's Process. Just go online and order that those specials online. The rubs are just a fantastic gift.
So killer.
Yeah.
Easy.
I mean, hard to find people. You know, you want to give them something great. Give them a little 3-pack of rubs.
Yeah, it's one of those cool things that, like, you know, those rubs last a long time.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to get a lot of juice out of it. And every time those guys make something killer, they pull a killer piece of yellowtail out of the fridge and dust it with a little sweet cage, and they're going to be thinking about how much you hooked them up over the holidays.
How about a great gift, like pokey kit?
The pokey kit. I was just thinking
what a great
little
gift that would be, huh?
Yeah, that's
the pokey kit, the spices, and then the bottle. Man.
And such a cool thing to keep on the boat, too. Like, I just dig it. I think I like everything those guys do. It's very well thought out.
Fishermansprocessing.com.
Yep, no doubt. Hey, well, let's find out what's going on with your saltwater guide. Captain Dave Hansen's on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Well, hey, good morning, Ron, Rick, Pete. It's fun sitting here listening to you guys talk about the Sierras because that's like Kelly's Zen place. She loves Lake Mary, and then Ron was talking about Lake Mary. Kelly's going, we got to go back up there.
It got me fired up, man, totally.
Absolutely.
Grab your I-9s and go.
Yeah, a little frozen right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear it's a little chilly up there in SoCal where you're at, too. Right now it's 82 degrees where I'm standing at.
Oh, sucks. God.
It's not 82.
It's horrible. I hear, hey, big news, though. The lobsters crawled. We had that little bit of weather that rolled through there, and that was phenomenal for that Long Beach Harbor, L.A. Harbor, Pete. There was some really big lobsters caught. A couple of guys had some lobsters over 10 pounds up there in Long Beach Harbor. And that's what we need. We need a little bit of weather for that lobster to crawl. I know we don't want, a lot of us don't want it, but then a lot of us do want it that are lobster fishing right now. But I talked to a couple of guys that were out on the Cortez yesterday, said the water was absolutely flat as it could be, 62 to 63 degree water on the Cortez bank, and wide open bluefin. They said it was so good. Not a lot of that giant fish like you and I like, Rick, but there was plenty of that 20 to 40 pound fish there. Big schools, big breathing schools, foamers, all kinds of stuff, I guess. It's getting ready to get fattened up before this. We're going to have, if you want to see something really interesting, go to Windy or go to Bowie Weather and look at what's going to happen on Tuesday and Wednesday. We haven't seen anything like this in a very, very long time. This is a real one, guys. This is one coming out of the south. They're calling for 30 knots of wind on the beach on Tuesday and Wednesday. We haven't seen that for a long time, but like I was telling all my clients on my website, this is what we've been waiting for. If you want to get some lobsters, Thursday, Friday ought to be really, really good lobster fishing. And I know the commercial guys are excited about this because we haven't seen a big southeaster in a very, very long time. And that always makes those lobsters crawl. So just stay home Tuesday and Wednesday. Go do some honeydew stuff or maybe go to that job thing. And then Thursday, Friday, it's time to get out there and go get your lobsters. Go to Ron. Tuesday, Wednesday, go down and see Ron. Get your kayak. Then swing by Rick and get some hoop nets. And then go catch some lobsters on Thursday and Friday.
Christmas lobsters. I like that.
That's right. It's going to be good. I promise you, if you pay attention to any of this stuff history, they love to crawl after a big southeasterly.
That's cool, man. Well, great of course, fishdope.com has all the info. If you want to go fishing, you want to take advantage of the last couple weeks of rockfish fishing here in California for a couple months, all the good stuff, the bluefin tuna reports, the squid up and down the coast, fishdope.com has everything that you need. $20 off a new membership, the fishdope.com. What a great gift. Give the gift of Fishdope membership for a whole year. They'll remember you forever. Just go to fishdope.com and use the code hookup now and get $20 off for your gift membership. And Dave, how do we find you?
Gang, you can check out my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com. And there's nothing better than giving the gift of knowledge. That's why fish dope's so important. Give that gift to someone in your family who's going, hey, I don't know what to get dad or mom for Christmas. Well, there you go. You got it. Fish dope, or you can get a membership to my website for Christmas. Check it out, or swing down to Ron's and get a kayak, or swing over to Rick's and get something for mom and dad for Christmas. We all are ready for you to get, make sure that you have a great Christmas or a great holiday.
All right. Sounds great, Dave. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Have a great show. I'm going to kick back and listen to the rest of it.
See you, Dave.
Thanks.
All right. Well, with that, the phones are packed up. If you want to get your chance to get through and talk to Ron and have your shot at that $250 Salty Crew shopping spree, 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Ben, who's calling us from Chula Vista this morning. Good morning, Ben. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Ron, which one's better for Baja, the I-9 or the I-11? Like, Gonzaga Bay of L.A., Loretto, you know, all the southern spots there on the Gulf side.
Well, you know, that's a great question. If you're traveling down there in a smaller car, the I-9, but I would always want the I-11 when I was there because it's got three chambers, and some of those rocks are sharp, I mean, you know, around the edges. So you'd have a little more safety, a little more volume with the I-11. So that's a really great question. And those two boats fish so well, and they're such a surprise boat. I mean, when I started fishing the I-11, I was amazed at how we could outfit it. And so Hobie basically copied that concept and made the Lynx. The Lynx is basically a I-11 in a hard boat, which is another boat you should look at. Only 40 pounds. My wife can put it on top of her car by herself.
Mm-hmm.
So there's three boats. Now, the I-11 and the I-9, the beauty of those things are that you can leave them in your boat. You can leave them in your garage easily. You can put them in a small car. When you're out on a vacation, you don't have to worry about them because they're not on top of your car.
Mm-hmm.
And those are niche boats. But is an inflatable as good as a hard boat? No, it's not. It's not going to last as long. But I'm going to give that up just for the convenience of being able to store it. Debbie and I were up in Mammoth, and we took two I-9s in the back of the van with all our other toys, and we didn't even use them. But we could have.
Right.
When you go to it down to the lake, if it's windy, oh, we went on a hike instead, and we never actually used them. But, man, I had them there.
Totally.
And if I wanted to, I could have blown them up, and within 8 minutes, I could have had both of those things blown up and in the water. So a lot of it is storage, transportation, and what your intent is. So that's a really good question. Thank you.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call.
Putting ourselves at home in a scenario where we've got plenty of storage. Storage isn't going to be the issue. And you know, for the exact reason you mentioned, you like the inflatables. Is storage at home better to keep them in the bag, better to keep them inflated, or does it not make a bit of difference? You know what I mean? Like staying rolled up tight in the bag, is that not as good for the longevity? Is it better to keep inflated and just in the garage, or no difference one way or the other?
I have not seen problems from storage like that. Mm-hmm. Where the problems are is the guy that leaves it blown up to its max,
mm-hmm,
in a hot garage.
Stretched out all the time.
Yeah, you're just putting stress on the seams.
Sure.
So when you store them full, you just let a little air out of
them. Got it.
Very simple to do.
Yep.
And it's so easy to get it back up to its 6 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the center one and the side ones. The side ones are only 3 pounds. That's not a big deal on the I-11.
What about altitude? Okay, let's say you're up in the Sierra.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And you're going, you have it blown up, and then you're fishing down at Crowley, but then you want to go up to Convict or something like that. You're a couple thousand, 1,500 feet higher. Do you want to let some air out as you go up? What's the story there?
Well,
good question.
That is a really good question. On stand-up paddle boards, where these boats kind of came from, this is the same kind of build. Stand-up paddle boards, like those bad fish I have,
uh-huh,
they're 15 to 17 pounds. The kayaks don't need that. The 9's 10 pounds. The 11 is 6 and 3, the side ones. Yeah, so it's not a big issue. You could go up, but would I take a little air out of it? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because why put the stress on it?
Yeah.
Right.
And it's amazing what altitude can do. Just look at your bag of potato chips
exactly
when you get
that's where it,
the things, I go, what happened to this bag?
Yeah. Exactly where my mind went when you asked that question.
Well, yeah, I mean, like let's say you're fishing Crowley, you go back up the Mammoth. Uh-huh. I mean, it's at least a couple thousand feet higher up in the village, right?
Yep.
So
take that extra 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Push the buttons. And then, you know,
you're good.
Yeah.
All right.
But that is a really great question, though.
Yeah. Here's another good question from Corey in Escondido. He says, Ron, I imagine that when big fish pulling you around a bit, what's the longest tow a fish has ever given you?
You know, that. Oh, I absolutely love that. The sleigh ride?
The sleigh ride.
Oh, my goodness. The longest one, I didn't get the fish. It was just on our last trip out to San Clemente Island on the Islander.
Yeah. By the way, I'm going to stop you right there. I'm waiting for a date on the Islander. It's going to be about the same time of year, end of June. Still haven't received the final date for our day and a half Let's Talk Hookup Fastlane Kayaks Islander trip. As soon as we have it, we'll let you know on the show here, and we'll post it on our website.
Shouldn't we just do a mass calling to the Islander?
Yeah.
Give out their home phone number or something?
Yeah.
We need that
date.
It's
coming. They're going to. Well, it's coming right after the first of the year.
That's awesome. Anyway, that we were over there sitting on the inside of the kelp, and I hooked up on a yellowtail, and the thing is towing me right by Hayden. And Hayden takes out his phone, and he videos me going by hooting, like, woo-hoo! Thing towed me all the way over. And then I made that mistake that enthusiasm, I'm going to reel this thing in real hard. Bink!
Oh,
yeah, oops.
Man.
Oh,
yeah.
Went away.
Well, that's the advantage of that kayak is that you can play them out. You know, they're towing you around, and that's part of the fun, right?
Now,
Yellowtail can tow you.
I was on an outback at Cedros Island, and I threw this new lure that Kevin Nakata gave Jeff, and I only had one, and I threw it, and I immediately got hooked up, and I'm it's towing me fast, and I'm going down swell, and I'm going really, really fast, I'm hooting and hollering and kind of, you know, teasing the guys like, I'll see you later. And all of a sudden my speed doubled. I go, oh, no, seal got my yellowtail.
No.
So I said, I'm just going to hang on this. I got to get this lure back. So I kept hanging on. Seal comes up and he's sitting there looking at me with my yellowtail in his mouth on the tail. So I'm pulling and then he's pulling. And it was a tug of war for a while. And then he let go. and I started pulling really hard to get it back in. And all of a sudden it started going again, and now I'm towing again. So I had to wait till he ran out of air again, and he comes up. I finally got that fish back. It had no stomach. The pictures are great. But I got the lure back.
But you got
back.
Your jig back. Oh, nicely done. Cool. That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Kevin Kelly and the crew at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery. A 2520 XLD pilot house with a $25,000 discount, a 2510 walk around with a $23,000 discount, and a 2320 pilot house with a $15,000 discount, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
Hey, this is Rosie from Cedro Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We are the only lodge to offer all of our guests a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge and first-class meals and service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out CedroSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Welcome back. Let's Talk Hookup here on the Mightier 1090 Let's Talk Hookup app. Having a great time this morning. Still time to get you through if you want to join us. 213 area code 432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090.
Yeah, Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Hey, Bart.
Good morning, Kate and Rick and Ron. Boy, it's fun listening to the three of you talk. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Ron, I have a question because I remember being in your shop one day when Hayden was showing a customer of the I-11, and he blew it up in the shop there. That's when you and I came up with the idea of show up and blow up, as a matter of fact.
No, you
but
came
I,
up
but
with
I
that
followed
idea.
Them out. Yeah, that was a great idea. But I followed them out to the car and watched them put it. They had a small sedan, and they put that in the trunk, and it took up about less than half of the trunk. So is the I-9 even smaller in terms of storage capacity?
Oh, yeah, it's a lot smaller. And it blows up faster because there's just one chamber. And we've been really changing our mind about the I-9 because it just is outperforming in so many of those important little things like space, time to blow it up, lightness. I mean, when you have half the weight, that hull is half the weight of the I-11. or wow. close to half. One's 35, one's 20. So it's almost half the weight. And, you know, I mean, come on. Nobody gets younger. Nobody gets stronger. We're all getting of the age where I don't really like lugging 90-pound boats around all the time.
Yeah.
And this inflatable thing and the new links have just – Hobie's putting – you know, they keep answering those needs. We want lighter, and we keep telling them that. And sure enough, they came out with these new products that are lighter, easier to store, easier to move around, and they perform at a real high level. It's not like a blow up kayak.
If you want the do all, then you still have the full line that from the Outback up to the pro anglers and such like that. So it's like kind of like you like whatever you want.
That's right. And that's why when that earlier caller said, well, which one, how do I know what I want? And I'm going, what a great question. Just come in and talk to us. We've used them all. It's not like a box store where the guy doesn't know what he's, you know, he's reading you the box.
4.2 pounds.
Yeah. We use them. We use them in extreme conditions, fun things. I mean, and so we'll be able to answer those questions. And all the guys use them at the store. I mean, my guys were out fishing in the tournament yesterday. One was on the new links. One was on an Outback.
And when is that 15-year-old that won the whole thing going to be part of the, you know, fast lane team?
Well, that's so funny you said that because I said to the kid, I go, hey, make sure you put this win on your resume. 15 years old.
That's pretty cool.
I think you'll be working at fast lane. And it's funny, his name is Aiden. So that's like my son Hayden, but without the H. Aiden.
Yeah, Aiden.
And his dad, Bo, has bought several boats from me. His grandpa. So his grandpa is sitting there telling me, oh, this kid's really a good fisherman. And, you know, you hear that a lot, but he goes out in his first tournament and wins it. I mean, and those
against
were
some stiff competition.
Really good. Yeah. I mean, God, some of those guys are really good fishermen, and I'm in awe.
That's so cool. I love that story.
Nice to hear from you, Bart.
Thanks
a lot for the call. Appreciate that very much.
Let's jump in.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
They're packed up. This time we're going to talk to Daniel. He's calling us from Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Daniel. Welcome to Let's Talk It Up.
Good morning, guys. Hey,
Daniel.
Hey, my question is to you guys is if I'm going to go on a kayak, what's the rod length do you guys recommend?
What length rod? Is that the question?
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you think? 7 foot, Ron?
7 foot's my favorite.
Yeah.
But I did get a new rod for casting a long ways. And I think it's an 8-footer.
Uh-huh.
And every time I use an 8-footer, I rub it on the ceiling in my office. And so I just think that 7'10" would be great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I do use 7-footers. And I like them a little longer. I don't like the 6-foot or any of that because you just can't get around the nose of the boat.
Okay.
You know, when that big yellowtail is bending that rod good, it's hard to get it around.
Hard to get it around if it's shorter than 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, good question, though. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Here's a text from Dan in Los Santos. He has a good question about where are Hobie Kayaks manufacturers and what are the warranties?
Oh, hey, that's good. They're built in Oceanside. Most of the parts are built in Oceanside. Now, one of my new favorite boats is the Lynx, and that one's actually built in France by a big thermoform company. They bring the hulls over here and they finish them here. So,
but the accessories are built, finished, and done here. And about the inflatables?
I don't know where they're made.
Yeah.
And they're pretty. They're pretty hush hush about that.
Yeah. But all the roto molded kayaks, the Mirage drives, all the parts, all that stuff, all built in Oceanside, California.
Yeah. It's an amazing factory. Those roto molding ovens. Oh,
yeah.
My
goodness. And what about the warranty?
It's 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
On all the parts?
Yeah, the whole boat, everything.
Wow.
And then the hull is warrantied for 5 years.
Yeah.
And after 2, it's prorated.
Okay.
And it's a little bit, you know, because boats go up in price.
Yeah.
So, like, let's say you had a 5-year-old hull that just had a problem, some kind of a crack or something that was not your fault. like didn't have a gaff end in it, or you know, didn't
no
road rash from being dropped on the, you know, the 5 freeway or something. They take care of that real easily.
That's right.
Super easy to do.
Yeah, they're a really great company.
Nobody's been better. None of the manufacturers, and we've sold sailboat, we sold everything down there, and nobody's better than Hobie at warranty.
Yeah, very
That's
good.
Great. Well, I like this text that came through from Big Dave at Ladera Ranch. Ron, you mentioned a radio. Can you recommend a radio for my kayak? And do most of the kayakers run on a specific channel? Do you like to wear it or just have it in your boat? Those are all his questions. And also wanted to mention that he bought some Rollo tickets in hopes of winning that Lynx from the Rollo raffle.
Nice. You know, the radio I use is just that. I went down to West Marine. And I bought the cheapest waterproof.
Mm-hmm. That's key.
Handheld.
Waterproof, not water resistant.
Not water resistant. Waterproof radio. And I've had that thing for. We were on a long trip where we were sailing the Tandem Islands from Santa Barbara to San Diego, and there was a team of guys sailing these boats down, and I had to get on some of them, and I found out they weren't taking radios, and I'm going, what? You got to have radios. And they sailed over to Catalina, and they would sail with these blue whales, and they didn't even have radios. So I went to West Marine and bought them all radios. I still have two of them.
It's a nice safety feature to have on a kayak, whether you're on the bay or whether you're offshore, whether anywhere. It's a nice little safety feature to have on the boat.
Yeah, and you can get weather reports if you have to. Yeah. I mean, look that when you're out, particularly on an inflatable, and you're out off of La Jolla, that's a long ways in.
Yeah.
And
I mean, you have a cell phone, but
cell phones,
you know,
work great sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
You, when you're out on anything, you should have a hand. I mean, because if you have an electrical system problem and you're, you know, whatever boat you're on Pete's boat, you know what I mean? You don't know. Like, if something happens, you should have a handheld. It's a very inexpensive safety tool to have. I mean, whether you've got enough range to talk to another boat, talk to the Coast Guard, talk to whatever, like, that's just an inexpensive thing you should have no matter what you're taking out, whether it's a kayak or a big boat.
And here's the other thing about a VHF radio. You have instant contact with emergency on that VHF radio versus if you are on a cell phone, you call 911, and the 911 is like, well, you know, what do? They're going to route you to, you know, Heart Patrol or something like that. You have instant contact with.
Yeah, I'm in trouble. I'm right here.
Yeah.
So how many guys do you know that bought a handheld radio that think that that's not a good.
Yeah. And they're not that expensive.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I
waterproof handheld's a very, very good call.
And when you're out on the Islander trip and you want to call for another scoop of bait or
I need a cheeseburger and half a scoop.
God, I use that radio so much in those situations.
Totally.
It's great.
There you go.
Good
Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
That sounds good to me. How about next up, we talk to Darren, who's called us from Menifee this morning. Good morning, Darren. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Question. If I'm on my own private boat and I want to do a little mothershipping, what smaller Hobie can I jump in just to go either into the kelp or closer to the Coronado Islands?
That's a cool idea.
Either the I-9 or I-11 are absolutely wonderful for that. It was a busy Sunday. I didn't want to go down to the beach with my wife because it was packed, every parking lot packed. So I jumped in my Robalo. We took two inflatables. We went down Point Loma, anchored just inside the kelp, right off of a nice little beach, and we blew up our boats on the little skiff and pedaled to the beach, and we had our own private beach on a Sunday in the middle of summer.
Oh, what a cool idea that is.
It was awesome. And then as we got back to the boat, I let the air out of them and just put them in the boat and put them back in the bag, and we drove by. And as I went by OB, the sand was covered with people, and there was people everywhere, and we were just walking on our own little deserted beach.
That's pretty
cool. That's a cool story.
So I got to tell you, that's a really good way to mothership. But the new Lynx.
Yeah. Lynx. Yeah, I was going to say that's cool.
That's like having 11-foot stand-up paddleboard on your boat, but it is every bit as fast as an Outback, and I fished it.
It's got the Mirage drive. It's got the seat.
I fished it just like I would an Outback. light 40-pound haul. I mean, 42, I think. But that is just an awesome idea. And you could, on most boats, most fishing boats, you could put them on their sides.
Sure.
Right? Or on the the railings around the sides. You can put little, you know, steps and slide sure. them in. We do it on your skiff.
Yeah.
When we go out stand-up paddleboard.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah. I got to tell you, that new Lynx is going to be a real popular boat
too.
For that.
Yeah, for sure.
And they stack really well.
Oh, yeah. You can stack 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. And easy to lift. Let's go ahead and jump back. Thanks for the call. Let's go back and jump back on the phone.
You got it. How about Vinny in Carlsbad coming up next here on Let's Talk Hookup? Good morning, Vinny. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I got a quick question. Do you guys rent out the inflatable? Say, I'm not really sure I want to, you know, invest in a boat. Do you guys rent them out? Say, I want to take it to a lake and try it out.
Oh, that'd be great. I would do that in a heartbeat if I had them. Renting out boats is on a boat that is this sophisticated is kind of a loser. But we haven't had enough product to do that. But I can just tell you, if you came down to the store and looked at them and started asking questions, we could find the right boat for you that would just absolutely blow your mind.
And when you have product finally available, you can get into some demos maybe.
Yeah, we've done demos for years. That was a big deal we were using. And what we found over COVID is that, hey, who uses these boats more than us? And who loves talking to people more than us? And we can find out what you really need and what will fit your needs. Yeah. And we can shortcut it. And we don't need to really go through that. But if you want to, we'll figure something out.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find
out. All
right,
thank you very much.
All right. Hey, got a great text here from, let's see, it's Ralph and Menifee, and he wants to know, other than backing off the air on the I-9 or the ILM, is there a treatment on the shell that would be good, keep them looking good?
Yeah, I think that's a great, you know, a great question.
Do they make a treatment?
Yeah, there is a UV protectant that you can wipe on it, like 303. You know that there's a product, and there's all kinds of vinyl products, and they sell them at most, you know, like West Marine or something.
Uh-huh.
But we don't do much of that because when we use the boats, we hose them off, dry them off, and put them right back in the bag. And so they're not in the sun. Storing an inflatable in the sun is not smart. Heat and UV are your enemies.
Yeah.
So put them away. It only takes 4 minutes.
Yeah.
It might take longer to put this, you know, the stuff on them.
What about like a rotomolded boat? Do you want to keep them covered?
No, you just want to keep sand out of the metal parts and just hose them down.
Hose them down so they can sit in the sun.
No, I'm not going to say that. They can be in the sun more than an inflatable.
Yeah. But if you store them outside, maybe get a cover for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The sun is bad on any
everything.
Kind of plastic.
Yeah.
And Hobie's been doing tests up there with half-life, you know, the certain amount of you lose strength. And after years and years of being in UV, that plastic will weaken. So how long? 10 years or something.
One more quick text. Ron, a system that you recommend to load pro anglers 10 or 12 or 14 on the roof rack from Rex and the Ranch of Santa Margarita.
Oh, my favorite is the Rhino side loader.
You have those at Fastlane, too.
Absolutely, and it just takes minutes. And with the skid plates on the 14s, it's so easy to do. There's a video at the store that shows me putting a Pro Angler 14 on a Prius in minutes.
Really?
Yeah. And then little Ava is putting on her little car. It was her old car, but she had this rack, and she put a compass up on it by herself. Super easy.
There you go.
That's it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to find out who's got themselves a $250 Salty Crew shopping spree. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protective, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. No downtime. This is migrating salmon going through our fishing grounds. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Our trips are 5 days, 4 nights. Custom fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. We are booking for 2022 now, and the trips are filling up quickly. So give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casstours.com. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. A big congratulations, $250 shopping spree for Salty Crew gear going to Armand. Congratulations, Armand and Seal Beach. You are hooked up.
Yeah, and thank you, Ron Lane. What a great show, man. Never enough time to talk kayaks. And
never had so many great questions.
Yeah, a lot of good questions. And the line, the cool thing is at Fastlane Kayaks, you can get so many different types of kayaks and things like that.
Well, the Hobies have been, you know, crossing every T.
Yeah.
They're absolutely coming out with everything we need in every little niche, whether
yeah.
it's inflatable or pro angler or Outback. God, they've just been great products for years.
Yeah. Well, somebody wants to come down, of course, close on in Monday right now, right?
Yep. And yeah. then, we're right at Dana Landing Marina. And you can call us at 619-222-0766. You can call us any day. We have the phones with us even though we're closed.
Yeah.
So if you need, hey, I need a boat today, just
yeah.
call.
And you'll come down and get them.
That's right.
Get them set up. And you actually have inventory now.
We have lots of inventory. I've been a hoarder.
Struggling. Yeah.
I've been trying to get product all year.
I know.
And
it was like all
it.
Summer and the fall. I was like, Ron, you got any kayaks? No. Now it's like, Ron, you got kayaks? Yeah, we've got kayaks.
It's so fun.
Time to get down there. Some great Christmas gifts, all the Salty Crew gear and all the good stuff you have, all the accessories for the kayaks, and looking for some good last-minute Christmas gifts. Fastlane.
Well, that's it. Go stuff the. If Dad needs some leashes for his rods, we got them. If you need a new bait tank, new batteries, fish finders, we got it all.
Yeah. Gift cards?
What's that?
Gift cards?
Oh, yeah. We got gift cards.
Perfect.
Yeah. And that's a safe way to do it, too.
Super safe.
Because then they know the right.
Yeah, Dad's getting exactly.
Why don't you buy me this?
Yeah, for sure. Well, Ron, always a pleasure. Merry Christmas to you. And happy birthday, too.
Woo.
Yeah. Happy birthday. Big, big, big one coming up.
All right.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday. Hey, a quick programming note. Of course, we reminded you yesterday there's going to be no show on Christmas Day, the day after Christmas, and then New Year's Day. But we will be here next Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, it's the big Christmas spectacular with Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. We have some great stuff to give away, so that's going to be a big show. And then next Sunday, Cal and Eric Sheets will be here from Cal's Customs Toothpaste. They're going to have a lot of good stuff fresh off on long-range trips and stuff like that. Thanks to TJ for all he does on the phones as well as on the board there. And thanks to Adam for all he does on our Let's Talk Hookup app. And we'll see you next Saturday and Sunday right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.